Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to...
Welcome back
to another episode of what I like to call Private Party. Yee-haw. Francis, look at your little face. So excited for
so
this
heavy hitters on the podcast today.
Do you think they'd like to be called heavy hitters?
They probably don't like to be called heavy hitters.
Also, why are they heavy hitters? Why are they?
Well, you know, they're a big deal.
Okay. Why are they a big deal?
They have over 450,000 followers on Instagram.
Okay, what's their podcast called?
It's called the Girls Bathroom Podcast.
That's exactly it. What do they?
How many followers or listeners do they have on that?
How many followers or listeners do we have on ours? We don't even know.
25 million, maybe.
No, that's how many total listens we've had.
Yeah, listeners.
Not total listeners. We've had total listens of nearly 25 million. It's not.
All right, stop bragging. Come on.
No, I'm not bragging. I'm just trying to explain the truth. Trying to tell you the truth, man.
We've got at least a million.
What, a million what, listeners?
Yeah, listens.
We have 25 million listens.
Yes, exactly. So at least.
hey, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, welcome to another episode of Private Parts. As Francis said, we're very excited today because we have our podcast friends back on the podcast. We have the Girls Bathroom Podcast. We have Sophia and Cinzia on the podcast, which is very, very exciting. They came on before.
You got it right that time.
What do you mean I got it right? I've always got her name right.
Apart from the time before, but anyway.
Hey, I tell you what, Cinzia, she knows this. Her name is...
It's not Cinzia.
No, I didn't say it's not Cinzia. I said Cinzia. That's what I said. But it's a trick. If you were going to look at it and say it phonetically, it wouldn't be pronounced that way.
No, how would it be pronounced?
Cinzia.
What?
Cinzia. There's no ch. There's no ch.
Well, you mean you could say the same about chow.
Chow does have that at the beginning.
No, chow. How do you
spell
chow?
Oh, I thought you meant like chow mein.
Chow is not a word on its own. Well, I suppose it is. It means eat.
Hey, listen.
Chow down.
Chow down. Hey, to all of you listeners of Private Parts, we're very excited for the podcast today with the lovely girls from the Girls Bathroom. They've been on before. Here they are again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, stop cutting me off.
The Girls Bathroom Podcast.
Enjoy. So,
we're live on Private Parts.
Why do you... It's bizarre. It's bizarre that you announce that, like every single time. Because you know that we've done an intro already before this, and then you're now announcing again that we're live.
Yeah, we're live with our guests.
Hello.
Margravine Management.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're called on here.
Oh, that is what we're called.
What? Why did you go with their management name? It sounds like margarine. That's what it sounds like.
It does.
Yeah, that's what
it's not the most attractive.
Oh, we were listening to... Oh, it's not margarine, it's Marmite. Marmite spaghetti. What was that?
Oh, we were watching this morning.
Oh my god, have you ever had Marmite? Have you ever had Marmite and spaghetti?
No.
Oh my god. Okay, Marmite and spaghetti is bang. Do you know what I had the other day that was so good? Marmite on toast with honey. As well.
Ah.
Oh. Why is
no,
that?
No, I don't like sweet and
I
salty.
I like honey on toast. Marmite and
yeah, honey.
Yeah,
honey and peanut butter.
No.
On, not peanut butter.
I hate peanut butter.
What are you talking
about? It sticks disgusting. To my mouth. Like, it's what? Like
my
cement.
Dog likes peanut butter. That's it.
Wait, hang on a second. You guys don't like peanut butter?
No, it's absolutely disgusting. Actually, I like peanut butter flavoured bars.
No, I'm so
but
anti.
But not
so
the
anti.
Actual peanut butter itself.
Okay, hang on, hang on. So just quickly, do you like peanuts?
No.
You ate loads of peanuts in Italy.
Yeah.
Before,
so exactly. Do you like peanuts?
Do you know how peanuts grow?
No.
Fruit.
How?
In fruit.
Oh wow!
In fruit? Yeah, yeah. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They grow in fruit.
No,
you're
they
lying.
Grow.
Not lying.
They grow under. They grow underground like potatoes.
What? Ah.
No, because
eh?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No, because that's not true. Because listen.
Yes, that's why. Actually, in Africa, they're called ground nuts, not peanuts.
Really?
But they come in little peas, like little pea pods, and they grow underground like roots.
Wait, hang on. Are you trying to like sound sexy or something? Is this what you do on dates where you just start talking about like where
just this useless information?
Impress us with your knowledge.
Well, it's not useless. You guys didn't know it, did you?
I don't think we need to know.
If you ever wanted to start a peanut farm, you'd be one step closer.
Yeah.
Just quickly, so ladies, before we get into this, okay, you're saying that you don't like peanut butter.
No.
What?
You know, like,
what?
No.
What other things do? What other things do people like, love?
I like Nutella. Really?
Yeah,
nice.
I love Nutella.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with peanuts.
Yeah, but it's a nut butter. So, you know.
Yeah, Nutella's. Oh yeah.
Yes,
it
it's hazelnuts.
It is.
Is yeah. Just you got scared there. You're literally like, it's a nut butter. What do you mean? What is a nut butter?
Like,
what, Jamie, are you really asking that question?
Do you? I bet you like almond butter. Do you like almond? Have you had cashew?
Yeah, I bet
butter
you
before?
Like almond butter.
Cashew.
Uh huh. They have cashew butter that exists. Like ground.
It's not cashew, it's cashew.
Cashew.
Is this really the level of conversation we're going to...
This is it. Here we go. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives on the podcast for the second time. It's the girls' bathroom.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, round of applause.
Come on, Francis, clap.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be back, even though we are on Zoom, but it's still fun.
Do you know what? We said this before. The Zooms are just not as good because they just...
No, don't say
I'm
that.
I'm going to say
I think
it.
They are. I think they aren't
good.
As good, but they're still good.
Yeah.
I mean, and like, people
good.
Like them. Don't, you know, if people like them, they're listening. Don't do down the...
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah. They're just not going to listen until we're in the studio.
Okay, ladies, can I ask you a quick question before we kick things off about stuff? Okay,
yeah,
there's a big question that I want to know. What you do? Oh, by the way, are you girls single at the moment?
Yes.
This is correct information.
Woo!
But didn't you have a boyfriend last time?
Yeah, we
both had boy. We literally have become single
We've
at the
sat
same
them
time.
Both
we become single in the both like month. Same month.
No, was that, I'm sorry.
Was that because
in the same week?
It was literally within 2 weeks.
We were literally like, "I'll do it if you do it." And we did it.
Well, we had to have each other's encouragement.
The lockdown.
Yeah.
Lockdown was like the final straw, I think. Lockdown was like
I think
the
don't
wake
you think
up
it
call.
Gave everyone loads of time to think.
Did you spend it together with them?
I was with mine.
I wasn't.
But hang on. But Sophia, you were with yours for like 5 years.
Four years.
You were with yours. So let's just get into this. I want to go one by one. So Sophia first. So you were with your boyfriend for four years.
Wow. 4 years.
And then suddenly you were just like, bah.
Yeah, basically. Well, no. I think for me, it was the last kind of like, I want to say the last like 6 months. It was a slow kind of like, I just checked out. I just wasn't as in it as I used to be, I think.
Yeah, you just weren't bothered anymore.
Like
she'd mentally
disconnected from
the relationship.
Like we just said, like I wasn't with him throughout lockdown. I honestly, like, oh, it's so horrible to say, but I didn't really care. I hadn't seen him for like 3 months and I was like, I'm chilling. Like, I don't really miss you. Like, I'm not like...
Were you speaking a lot during the...
I mean, if anything, like, I was like... Oh, it's so sad. I was like forgetting to reply. Like he just wasn't like on my mind.
What?
And he was like, I miss you so much. And I was like, yikes.
That
and then that for me was like
that was his first mistake.
But that for me was like, wake up, like you're obviously not, like you should be missing your boyfriend, or you're obviously not as invested in this as you were. So that for me was like the final straw. But it had been quite a while of me wondering, like, am I even like in love with you anymore? Like
how long are we talking? That,
I want to say 6 months to a year.
Yeah, it does. Hey, listen. It normally
you want to like, you want to deny it. You're like, no.
Breaking up with someone is like the worst. Like realizing that you need to break up with someone,
and especially
is like the worst
when
thing.
That person is so like he thought I was endgame. Like that was
oh
it. And
my
I was like,
God.
That's what made it so hard. Because I was like, you know, we weren't like fighting. We weren't like toxic. Like we had a nice relationship.
You wanted her babies.
That's why I was like trying to. You try and deny it, and you try and avoid it, but then.
You got to face the reality,
face
baby.
The reality.
Okay, hang on. So
face the music.
So when you broke up, when you broke up with him, did he cry?
No,
he didn't.
Did he not? No tears at all.
What?
No, but this is what we wanted to ask you about, but we'll save that for us.
No.
He didn't.
He didn't.
I think he probably he's got a lot of pride, and I think he too much pride to. I don't know.
Are you too emotional? Would you cry?
Well,
this is the thing. I think that I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would cry. I'd be very upset, but I don't know if I would actually cry.
I think because I was the one ending it, he wanted to seem like his guard went up and he wanted to seem like...
Would you be the...
Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's
yeah.
Well, and then go cry on your
what?
Own.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to say the same thing. Yeah.
I totally agree.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
But hang on. So you guys decided to do this at the same time. Is that what happened?
Well, no.
Was it on a Zoom call together?
It was just like this.
Oh,
we were on house party.
Guys, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave.
No, I think we just came to the realise that we're in totally different
situations
and it was just coincidence. That we were both like, oh my God.
It was both coincidence, but then we both encouraged each other.
No,
like,
we needed each other.
Wake up.
What the fuck would I have done if, oh my God.
Wait, so tell me, so you, how did you do it? How did you break up with your boyfriend? How did you do it?
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, we lived together. So we were together during lockdown.
You evil,
and then...
evil person. So you just, you allowed him to live
listen.
With you. You allowed him to
no,
live with
listen.
You.
No, listen.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, listen.
You're a devil. And you're horrible. You're mean.
Jamie, throughout the whole of lockdown, I would always joke, like, I was like, when this is over, I need to be like away from you for a month. Like we need to have space for like a whole month because we're
that's
going
insane. That's a good
insane. Sign. Yeah, it's a great sign, wasn't it? And then, we had the time apart.
We love a healthy relationship.
And it was just kind of like, I can't do it again. Like, we just couldn't do it again. I was like, I'm literally going insane. Like, we'd both become crazy and toxic and just crazy. But he did
Well, like,
cry.
What do you mean, what type of crazy? What type of crazy?
Like, just arguing all the time. Like, we just argue about the most stupid things. Mm-hmm. And like, I became so aggressive. Like, I'm not aggressive. Like, and I'm not an argumentative person, but I became
no,
one.
Not. Mm.
You became, what, like, you became resentful of them all?
Resentful? No.
Contemptuous.
You became aggressive, so you beat him up.
Yeah.
You just started beating,
yeah,
started
that's
beating
exactly.
him up.
I was just like, not, no. It just wasn't my happiest chintzy, you know?
Okay.
We were over it.
Mm. Okay.
But he did cry when we broke up. He did cry to my face.
He cried.
Whoa.
He cried
you,
to your face.
You sound proud.
Because he know he fucked up.
What?
He know he fucked up.
Well,
that's
I was
why.
Too,
yeah, you're more, I love that.
I quite enjoyed. I quite liked it.
I love that. It's severe. It's like no, and then you're just going, yeah. He freaking cried. Like it's
are,
like
yeah.
You win.
What we're saying we are now. We're just saying like we're heartbreakers. Like we just want to break everyone's
heart.
Oh,
it's fuckboy energy.
So like
until
we
a
have no feelings now. Like I don't feel
heartless.
Anything. Like my. Heart is black and we're just going to break all these hearts and
okay.
It's just really going
to
be
okay
good.
Can I then ask KK, okay, so you obviously realised your relationship was coming to the end what happens with the intimate side of things? When does that start to fade out?
Well, it did because I was sort of like I don't feel any sort of connection, any type of like, you know when like you
I don't feel it. I don't feel anything.
You know when you like you lose
the attraction.
What are
you doing? I'm not feeling it.
You just like lose the attraction. You lose like I'm not in love with you anymore. Like you just lose that. Mm. So you're just kind of like oh, you get a bit like the ick. You get a bit like oh, you're giving me like.
Really? Is
then
that
you're
what,
just like, bye.
Is that what? But I just don't understand, because surely if you've been in that relationship for that long, then you would want to try and fight it out. But slowly it just goes worse
but
and
I
worse
did.
And worse.
That's why
I
like,
think you
I
did.
Was like,
I think you were just literally like, okay, it's going.
No.
Bye.
Oh my God, no. Literally, well, like I said, like 6 months to a year, I was like having these thoughts like, oh, I don't know anymore. Like, am I in this or not? And I was trying to like, no, you'll get over it. It's just a phase. Like, you'll get over it. Like, you know.
It's just what everyone
this is
goes
fine.
Through
this
in
is
a
normal.
Relationship.
You know? Well, then,
and did he become very clingy in that period?
Yeah.
Did he? Just like more yeah. like trying to get more
well,
out
was,
of you.
He was obsessed with me.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, fine. Okay, ladies, I'm going to ask you a question. Okay,
such
fine.
A shame.
Yeah, such a shame. The guy came obsessed with me. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question so our listeners will be in the same thing. So, okay, if a guy you want to get, if you want to get a girl, you really fancy the girl and you really want to kind of like flirt with them, what tactics do you use? So neediness is not good. You don't want to be needy whatsoever. Do you? What is sexy?
You don't want to be... What to
sexy?
Get a girl?
Yeah, to get a girl. So if you guys, two
okay,
single ladies,
okay.
two beautiful ladies, here we go. Some guy is going to be rolling into your DMs. He's going to be saying some things. What does he need to say in order
I
to...
I mean, we're new to the game now. We don't even know ourselves. Even
but I think know. Often I like girls don't really know what they actually... what actually attracts them. I think they
yeah.
think they know. Wait, they think, oh, I'd love a guy
Francis.
To treat me really well and give me loads yeah, of flowers and take me to dinner. But actually, that's not really what...
Francis,
if you look at
it, what's your technique?
Yeah, you've got to
slide
yeah.
in. Okay, so slide in
sexy
the DMs.
Girls.
What's my technique?
Let's do a little
I just
bit of
get on,
play.
I get on with my life.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's do a little bit of role play. Francis, if you had to flirt, so you're at the bar, see
role play.
You see the two girls at the bar, they're getting a drink, and you stroll in there and you guys aren't talking, you're just kind of like you're just at the bar, you're sitting there. Francis, you stroll in.
No, Jamie, why don't you go for this?
Alright, fine, I will. Alright, here we go. You ready for this? Okay, here we go. So I see you guys at the bar. You're already giggling because I've walked in. You're like, who is that stud who just walked in? That's what you're thinking. And so I stroll.
Why is he wearing leggings?
I'm not wearing leggings. I'm not wearing leggings at all. I'm gonna stroll in to the thing, and you can get it.
Is that a concealed heel?
No, it's not. It's not. What do you mean a concealed heel? I'm wearing those Hogan shoes.
With a 6.5-inch concealed heel.
Have you seen the ones that Bruno Mars wears? He's like 4 foot. He's actually got like a Cuban heel.
No, Jamie wears a Cuban heel.
No, I don't wear a Cuban heel.
Yes, you do. Those boots you've got have a Cuban heel.
It's not Cuban heel. It's, I don't know, where's that saying come from? It's not Cuban heel. It's a
Cuban heel is the heel that goes in like that, but it's like really long.
It's a shoe with a heel. It's a shoe with a heel. So, yeah.
No, but a Cuban heel is a slant on the back. Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
You go get your boots,
you know,
I'll show you what a Cuban
Francis.
Heel is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know a lot about a lot of things.
Okay, hang on. Okay, so ladies, you're at the bar.
Love your shoes. Where are they from?
I haven't walked over yet. So you're just talking. And you wouldn't initiate the conversation. I'm going to initiate.
We'd probably
what,
be
if
like,
just sauntering
if we
over
saw
to us,
someone
we're
was
like,
coming,
we'd
be like, oh my God, that boy's coming
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah. So you're
we'd
there.
Like, turn around, act busy. Act
we'd be
busy.
Like, heads down, like this.
Let's get to
No. I'm still looking at you. So I'm waving you from across the bar. You're trying to ignore me. I'm not going to do it. So you're at the bar.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and you both go together. God, he's a stud.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
You go, thank God we're single. Because, wow. And right, so you're there. And then I'd walk over and I'd be wearing like a leather jacket or something.
Just a leather jacket.
Nothing else. And the Cuban heel.
Leather jacket, one Cuban heel.
Oh my god!
I'd walk over, and I'd say, you guys from around here?
Yeah, what would we say?
We'd say,
to
can
that?
You step back, please, social distance?
Where's your mask, sir?
Where's your mask?
Yeah, and also I'd be breathing on you because I literally went.
Where are you from?
Oh my god!
I was about to say, do you want me to order you a screwdriver? I was like, well, I've never had a screwdriver in my life. I've been in a relationship now for a year, so I've forgotten how to. I would forget how to like flirt in certain situations.
Well, that's like us. Yeah. We're so out of it. We're like, how do we do it?
I don't even know. Like, I've never. What does a man? What do you say? To
no, me? You guys. But you guys are fine because guys will approach you, right? That's what normally happens, surely, right?
I mean, I guess it's been years and years. I mean, would they? I mean, we were
taking
pictures.
We're 2 meters distance.
We were taking pictures yesterday on a street, and this man kept on whipping around. Kept on being like, I'm a photographer. Do you want me to take a picture of you?
We're like, no.
We're like, no, thank you. Then he came round again. I'm a photographer. Do you want me to take a picture of you? We're like, no, thank you.
Get out of here.
That's
you,
our
freak.
Only male
That's
interaction
our only
we've
interaction.
Had so far.
So you're saying to me, so you guys went on a beautiful holiday together. You went to Italy, didn't you?
Yeah.
You guys saw your pictures. You were looking. I
wish we were lesbians and we could have just fallen in love.
I know.
Yeah, but I feel like you guys are close enough to be lesbians. No, that doesn't make sense. I feel like you're too far.
It's never too late, guys.
Yeah.
Honestly, if by the time we're like 45, we've not found anyone, I think we just get something going here.
Yes, why
not?
Same with Francis and I. And then we can all live together.
Yeah.
I'll shag Francis.
You can all shag
Jamie, you can speak for yourself.
All right, I will. Don't speak, Francis. So you guys went on this beautiful holiday together. Also, what I find...
So you didn't meet any nice...
That's what I'm saying. Any Italian guys?
Nice Italian guys?
Well, we went to Sorrento, and it's quite... it's more like a family place.
Family, older guy, older Italian men.
Did you meet any nice families?
We actually finessed a free bottle of Prosecco.
Oh, we did, actually.
But that was not... He was with his girlfriend.
He was with his girlfriend, but he sent us a bottle. But it sounds weird, but it wasn't
weird.
It
wasn't weird. I mean, it was because we missed this boat and they got on it and then we saw them later and they were like, here's this
for waiting for the boat. It was really sweet.
Oh,
really
you guys are one of those annoying people who are on holidays who chat to other people. Get out of here.
No, I would not initiate
that conversation.
He started talking to us and I literally was like, turn the other way. And then
talk to him. I said one thing to this man and then next thing I know, he sent us a bottle. And
what?
We're like, oh, thank
what?
You.
What? And did he say to his girlfriend, don't tell her. Is that what he was, his girlfriend was there?
His girlfriend was sat right there. We were like all waiting for like so long for this little
boat.
Right,
so waiting for this boat to take us to this little beach. Mm-hmm. And then the boat finally came. Everyone fucking ran on it and we were left. And we were like, we've been waiting the longest.
We were like front of the queue, but somehow we were the only ones that didn't get
on. We were being too fucking polite and let everyone on and then there was no space for us.
Why did everyone run on it?
They did. They fucking ran like animals.
We've all been waiting for like an hour.
Yeah, we've been waiting literally for an hour on Positano. We're sweating. We hadn't had any water.
We hadn't had anything.
But we're being really positive. And then the boat came and we just didn't get a spot.
I
went travelling once. I went travelling when I was like 18 in South America. I went travelling. And we took like a boat day out. Anyway, they took us on this boat and took us to this island. And the island was literally like one of those things you draw. It had like a palm tree in the middle, nothing else, and the sea around it. And they dropped us off on this beach. and it was boiling hot. We had no water whatsoever. They didn't come back for 6 hours. I was so burnt. I had to bury myself in the sand to my neck because I was so burnt. There was no shade. There was a palm tree, and that was it. We had no food, no water, and I was like, "We're gonna fucking die!" And I'm like, "Where's he gone?
You could have died.
He could have died." I was like, "This is
you
mental."
Oh my god! Freaking... What did you do then? Just like
I
bet, for 6 hours.
I swear to God, I buried myself in the sand with my friend up to my neck because I was so burnt. I was like, "This is just the most hectic thing in the world." But you ladies went to the Al-Mafari.
Al-Mafari coast.
The Al-Mafari. You went to the Al-Mafari coast.
Yeah, is that in exactly Ireland?
It. Yeah, yeah. The Al-Mafari. Yeah, is it no, as no. beautiful? Is it as beautiful as oh, people said it's?
Yeah,
it is beautiful. It like honestly, it's a postcard.
Postcard.
Like you
had
you're looking at it and you're just like, oh my god.
It's like you've walked into Pinterest and you're like. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. And we managed to get like a really sick Pinterest shot. We're like, right, for the shot, we're going to jump into the sea.
Yeah. Oh, fucking
so
hell.
We were like, we're going to jump into the sea. It's fine. I was like, I'm not the most confident swimmer, but
we nearly
we're
drowned.
Just going to get the shot. I swallowed like the biggest gulp of seawater.
And then Chelsea was like, lay on your back. This whole massive wave went right up my nose. We were literally, oh, it was
horrible.
We were
disheveled, but the shot looks really perfect.
Wait, hang on. So Chinzi, are you Sophia's photographer or is it the other way around?
Oh, we're each other's photographer. Yeah.
Who's a better photographer?
Like, well, she gives me a lot of shit saying I take wonky pictures all the time.
No, your sister gives you a lot of shit for taking wonky pictures.
You gave me shit as well saying once. I took wonky pictures. But she took pictures of me yesterday and they were fucking wonky.
We went with Chinzi's sister. And
yeah, my sister.
Chinzi's sister always says, Sophia, you can take mine. Sophia, you take mine.
But I'm a good
So I think I'm going to take that title, the better photographer.
How many pictures do you usually take in one, you know?
We just do a burst.
To get one shot. A burst.
We do a burst.
So you do a burst.
I've never done a burst.
Yeah.
Like three bursts, two bursts.
What's a burst?
Yeah, it's easy.
But it depends how long you hold it down. That's how many pictures.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry?
So it's like, say
what's a burst?
You wanted to
what's
get...
a burst?
Okay, so say you wanted to do like a really candid shot. Mm-hmm. So a burst.
Yeah, hair swinging.
Yeah, so like say you wanted sexy, a walking shot. So it's like, I'm in action.
Okay.
This like burst will capture every single frame of this. And then you go through the burst and you pick.
It like
Am I
takes like,
this right?
Like so many pictures. Yeah. Like so
Jamie, you know what a burst is.
Almost like a video.
I don't know what a burst is. But I think the different thing is that like you guys look great on the beach and all those kind of things. I just really don't. What did you say?
Francis, you look great on the beach today as well in your cap.
Sorry. Thank
Francis
you. I was
the
waiting
best
for you
on the
to
beach.
Say.
Sorry. Your sun looks like it's pounding on your head.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot.
It does.
No, I look toss. I look honestly like someone's let loose of a warthog. That's what literally what I look like on the beach. I look terrible.
I feel like you're a burner, Jamie. Like you go red.
Pink.
I'm a burner. No, I think you're a burner. Me and you both have fair skin. Sorry. That was being really aggressive back at you.
I feel like you go like red. Like I can see it now. Like.
And what do you think Francis goes? What do you think Francis goes?
I get quite tanned actually.
Wait, hang on. So, but you guys take these photos. You look very good on the beach.
Flirty.
And
in between the shots, we don't look good.
In between the shots, we don't.
No, we look like whales, seals.
No,
whales just were laying out, sweating with sulas.
But also, I suppose because you guys are actually.
Jamie would be one of those people who come up to you when you're sunbathing on the beach, try to sell you sunglasses.
What? Sorry, I would be one of the guys to come sell you sunglasses. That's that. I thought you were going to say like flirt or something. You said sell them sunglasses. What are you talking about?
Fake Ray-Bans.
fake ones.
But because you guys are YouTubers, you're podcasters, you're influencers, these kind of things. Do you? Because you're always working all the time. Do you ever get time to like switch off? Because taking photos and doing that kind of stuff, that is work kind of at the same time, right?
It is, yeah.
So
we've said that we want to go on a holiday soon where we literally like don't take our phones. We take no pictures, we
really
document
nice.
Everything
yeah,
and we
sure.
just go.
Francis,
kinda like,
sure.
One day
we'll
like
do
you
it,
are
Francis.
Right now, Francis, somewhere remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I maybe can see that
like
happening.
Get dropped off on an island.
No, but definitely. It would be a nice break.
When
right?
pigs fly. Yeah.
Something my parent would say. When pigs fly. Okay, so I like to do this test.
Okay.
I don't like to do it. I've done it once before. It's not like I do it all the time. But you know, you can check on your phone what your screen time is.
How long?
Yeah. So
mine's really bad, probably.
Okay, so ladies, so I want you to do. I want to sort it.
How do you check?
You, you go onto your iPhone. You then go onto.
Oh, I've got it.
You then go on to battery, I think it is. No, it's not battery.
Just battery. Swipe left, guys, on the home screen. Just swipe left. And
what?
It's just
oh, it's there.
Just swipe left.
Swipe left? I just swipe left.
Oh, yes, my screen left. Time's not on.
Hold on. We're going to do this. Hold on one second. I'm going to find this. Where is it?
Oh.
Phone is
if
on the...
Phone? Swipe left, you know, to where that searchy bit goes.
Yeah, and then do what
and
there?
And then just scroll down. It should be there. Screen time.
Screen time. Oh my god, I found it.
Yes,
okay, fine.
You got it.
Okay, so okay, here we go. So okay, so Sophia, you go first. Okay, I can't wait this. Sophia, you go first, but go on to week. Go on to the week.
Yeah, I'm on daily average.
Okay. Wait, unfortunately, fuck. Mine hasn't been turned on, so it says I've been on for 0 minutes.
Mine's very high right now because we were on holiday. Can I just
go on there?
7 hours.
A day.
That's
the whole day, Sophia.
Okay,
but it says up from last. Well, yeah, because we were on holiday last week. I just sat on my phone on the sunbed.
Okay, so what's your total screen time last week? Says at the
20,
bottom.
21 hours.
That's not that bad. Do you know what mine is?
What?
Oh, wait, no. 39 hours.
39! That's big. Yes. But the big one is what is your Instagram time? So how long have you been social networking out of your 39 hours?
Last week.
12 hours.
That's not too bad.
I was on Instagram 2 hours 27 minutes last week.
Were you really?
That's not bad.
Okay, I don't feel
okay,
like...
Jamie, what's yours?
Yeah, mine's not good, guys. I'm pretty ashamed of mine. Mine is, okay, my daily average is 6 hours 15 minutes. My total screen time last week was 31 hours 17 minutes. My social networking time, 13 hours 24 minutes.
Pretty high.
Who is... sorry, Jamie, how long were you on Instagram?
I was on social media 13 hours.
No, which
okay, so I was on a daily average of 1 hour 13 minutes.
On Instagram?
On Instagram.
No,
That's not too bad. That's what it says here.
So, but no, in total, last week, how long were you on Instagram?
Well, 1 hour, 30 minutes times seven. 7 and a bit hours.
It says how long. Just type the week and tell us exactly how much on Instagram.
Okay. Jesus.
He's trying to,
I'm not trying to get out of anything.
Can you see on the app what it says on Instagram?
Yeah,
it will be the highest out of us all.
It doesn't say, it just says... Look, we're just trying to...
Oh, here we go. My activity, time on Instagram, 2 hours 52 is my daily average.
God, you're a psycho. You're a complete psycho. That's you stalking your ex.
Absolutely.
That is you stalking
That's
your ex.
That's what I do. Yeah, for 2 hours, absolutely. Seeing if he's following any girls.
You need to block. I've told her she needs to block.
Yeah, block away. Listen, we're going to talk about this in part two. Get ready for this. Frances, before we end part one, we need to have the question of the week.
The question of the week this week, ladies and gentlemen, is. Let me just.
I'm excited. What, you're Googling it? Like,
no,
why are you not prepared?
I've got my notes, my Apple
notes.
Your
notes on what? On your laptop? You have your notes on your laptop?
Yeah, and on my phone. Yeah.
Okay, come on, buddy.
All right. In some U.S. cities.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, what could you be fined between $1 and $50 for?
Okay, ladies, as our guests, you get to go first.
Okay, so what would you be fined for?
In some U.S. cities.
Yeah.
Chewing gum on the floor?
They don't have it anymore. They don't have any anymore. Oh, that's a hint.
Oh, okay, so it's not anymore.
Chewing gum on the floor is a good one.
Yeah, like littering.
You could still get fined for that some places.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't it in America you're only allowed to cross at a natural crossing, you're not allowed to just run across the street?
Jaywalking. Do you know why jaywalking started? Do you know how actually jaywalking started? Jaywalking started because they basically, you would get homeless people walking up to cars and wiping their windscreens and stuff like that.
So in order
to stop them from doing that, they incorporated jaywalking so they couldn't walk onto the road and start washing people's cars.
Right.
That's what it was.
Got it.
I see.
Hey, yeah, just full of facts, guys. If you want any more, just
full of facts.
No, honestly, I've compartmentalised that in my brain.
You want a, another one? What's that? You want another fact?
Please.
All right, fine.
Thirsty for information.
Okay.
Jamie, what's that empty bottle behind you?
What empty bottle?
That empty bottle just there. Oh, squash.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. I was just wondering.
It was alcohol. Did you think it was alcohol?
No, I was just wondering. I couldn't see. Yeah.
Okay, so ladies, we need the answer. Okay. What do you think it is?
It'll be something stupid, won't it? But what's your guess?
I don't know. What's your guess?
Well, at least it doesn't exist anymore.
I'm going to say that you were fined $150 for whistling in the street.
Oh, do you know what? That's a good one.
That's a good one, right?
I'm going to say, no, that doesn't, no.
What? I literally do not know.
Come on, pick something. Pick something. You have to pick it.
I think I'll pick the chewing gum.
Chewing gum? Okay,
what are you picking?
Yeah.
PDA.
Oh.
Like PDA if you're not married.
PDA if you're not married. Love that.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
She's wise.
I like that. We're going to find that out in part two. Ladies, you're going to stick around for part two?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, we'll be back. Bet you can't because you can't go anywhere. We're going to lock the doors. We'll see you in part two. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.